Let me just read you this. I've never had an email like this in 14 years of doing breakfast radio. I just want to make something really clear. For people to sort of gang up on the guy, and that's even if you agree with my viewpoint on this and take a different one to him, it's merely to honestly ask your opinion. The subject heading was the first thing that I noticed, father to father. So straight away I'm thinking, crikey, what does he want to say to me? And then I see it's a couple of paragraphs. Christian, I've been a daily listener to your station for since its launch, and I have regularly suggested to other people who have similar music tastes that they too should listen. I've also brought my two daughters up, listen to real music via your station, and I'm happy to say that whilst friends listen to manufactured bubblegum pop, my daughters now choose to listen to music ranging from the Beatles to Ed Sheeran. I am, however, sorry to say that we cannot listen to your station any longer. The reason for this, and this is where I'm like, crikey, what is it? Is the anti-smoking campaign advert, which features a child speaking of her fear of her mother dying of cancer. My wife is an occasional smoker, and this advert has had a huge impact in distressing my two daughters, aged 5 and 7. I understand that this is a deliberately powerful advert, and that the aim of prompting stopping smoking is a very good one. I do, however, feel strongly this is an advert that shouldn't be played at a time when children may be listening. You blank out words like ass from Nickelback's Rockstar or head from Lily Allen, It's Not Fair, yet you're happy to put a 5-year-old child's mind terrified at the thought her mum is going to die. Of course, they will learn of these dangers for themselves just as well they will hear bad language. It is not, however, your station's place to teach either. I am terribly upset at the distress you have caused and the fact that I can no longer listen to the only station I've listened to for my entire adult life. We as a family start the day with you. How would you feel if your wife was a smoker and your daughters, who are exactly the same age as mine, started hounding your wife? I also listen to Jeff after work and spend Saturday mornings with Dave Gorman and Frank Skinner. But now it has to end. I truly hope that you can get back to me to reassure me that the advert is being dropped and won't return, but until the time that I have to look elsewhere for my musical entertainment. So that was the email I got, and it stuck with me for a couple of days. I've been thinking, crikey. And so I wanted to know what you thought. Those adverts are meant to try and save lives. The advert campaign, like all advert campaigns, has stopped. However, I am going to play the advert again. We're not being paid for this advert. I want you to hear it again. But most importantly, I'd like to know what you think.
Hi, Mum. I know you're listening to Absolute Radio. I just wanted to say, can you, like, please stop smoking, because you'll probably end up getting cancer. And I'll probably think that was my fault because I didn't do anything about it. And I'll probably think, why is this happening to me? Why did it have to be my mom? And I don't think it's really that good for you. So I think you should stop.
For a free quick kit, text FREE to 63818. England only, one per household while stocks last.
So let me know what you think. This isn't about you saying he's wrong, or I'm wrong, or one of us is wrong, if one of us is right. He's entitled to feel the way he does, and he's trying to protect his wife from feeling guilty and maybe a bit ashamed, and also trying to protect his children like a dad. And that's what he's meant to do, and good on him for doing that. I just want to know what genuinely you think.